This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, where do you start? Where do you start after a weekend like this? The president's birthday occurred over the weekend. By the way, my birthday is a week after President Donald Trump. Are you aware of that? Do you care? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. What a weekend. As with all things, it was a crazy weekend, but the president's birthday drove Democrats crazy. Yeah, it's funny. Just saying it's Donald Trump's birthday, whoo, go to the thread if you have Twitter, if you happen to have that social, people site, whatever. If you happen to have it, go look at the comments on just Donald Trump's birthday. People that want him to burn with the Wendy's building that got burned when another black man got shot. That's right. Over the weekend, another black man was killed by police. Oh, hey, but at least they get to take this off. He was armed. Why? Because he was called. The cops were called because the dude was drunk in his car sitting in front of a Wendy's. They were very cordial. They give him a breathalyzer test, whatever, the drunk test. He fails. They go to casually arrest him. Two big old white boys. And this dude is throwing them around like rag dolls. Folks, these are the animals out there that you would face on your own every day that cops go to battle for you. And they're just whipping him. Two of them try to detain him. Yeah, if you see the video, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we'll get into it. But I promise you, I would have shot this dude. I would have emptied my pistol in this guy. Melissa tells me all the time, we know what you would do. Yeah. If it's my life or your life, you're going down, period. Now, I'm not gonna go after you willy-nilly. I mean, you got to do something. But I'm saying, if you engage, you're going down. That is the spirit of a warrior. If we're going to fight, I don't have the idea in my head I'm losing. You know, I'm not delusional either. Don't misunderstand me. My point is, yes, can you be beaten? Absolutely. You can lose. But you can lose like a warrior. There's a saying, give me a warrior's death. But this guy, yes, he would have been shot. I would have shot him so fast, it would have made your head spin. And I would not have lost a minute of sleep. This guy, they're going to arrest him. I know I said I'd talk about it later, but I'm talking about it now. They said they're going to arrest him. They're two guys, one takes an arm, the other takes an arm. I want you to understand the scenario. Two big old white boys. One takes an arm, the other takes an arm. They're casually going to put the cuffs on him, put his bracelets on, give him his jewelry. His jewelry, as people say in the South. He was going to get his jewelry, and this dude starts fighting. And then he takes the dude's taser and punches him in the face. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. Chicago blacks kill more blacks. Surprise? Hey, you know what? Chicago blacks this weekend killed more black people, but no sports teams, no sports team presidents, nobody's commenting about it. NASCAR didn't put the victims' names on anybody's cars. Can you imagine if NASCAR put the names of every black person killed by another black person in a year on a car? You know what that car would be? It would be black, because it would be covered in names. But no, nobody did that. Randy Moss did not create a tie that has the victims, even the victims from Memorial Day, on that tie. Do you know how many black folks were killed in Chicago on Memorial Day? 24 black people killed by other black people. They're not going to appear on a Randy Moss tie or the next black dude that gets accepted into the NFL Hall of Fame. No U.S. soccer team member is going to kneel for the people that get killed each and every day by other black folks. They won't do that. But they will take off Cops and Live PD, and soon you won't be able to watch any cop show on TV if you allow this to happen. By the way, I would love to have a TV station, a TV channel, and I would take every cop show, Hill Street Blues, all of them, the FBI, I take all of them. Well, no, I wouldn't take FBI because that's still nasty. That's still got the stench of the bomb on it. But I would take all these other cop shows, First 48, all of them, Crime 360, and I'd put them on one channel. I'd say, come get your cop delight over here. Unbelievable. 85 people were shot in Chicago on Memorial Day weekend, 24 dead, 18 homicides, get this, on the same day. Not one of those black people were shot by a cop. The following weekend, you didn't hear about this. This was on the weekend of June the 8th. 35 people were shot. 5 of them were killed that weekend. That was after Memorial Day. You would have thought they got the quota in the weekend before. I give you the same. Do you know any of the victims' names? Do you know any of them? You know who George Floyd is. You know who the cop who killed him is, right? Derek Chauvin. But do you know any of the participants in any of the stuff that I'm talking about right now? And the answer is no. If the media were doing their job, they would be saving lives by talking about the people who get killed each and every day in the black community by other black folks. Yep. Anyway, tons to talk about because there's just so much going on, and some of it's the fallout of George Floyd, which I find ridiculous. And now this new guy, Rayshon, or whatever his name is, let's just call him Ray Ray. What did he do? Look, I've told you many times, here is the 99% of the time, probably 99.9. If you don't want to die at the hands of police, all you do is don't resist. It really is that simple. This guy that got killed in front of Wendy's did not have to be killed. They were going to hook him up. Hey, think about this. It was a DUI. he wasn't even driving. I guess they could call it that because he was behind the wheel of his car. What was it? You guys, well, we'll talk about it in a bit. But drunken disorder, I don't know, whatever. Whatever it was, all he had to do was go sleep it off at the station. But no, we got another victim, and we're going to have people come. This is crazy. I was not watching it, but I had the channel on ESPN. I don't think I had it on. It was somebody else that had it on. And it was all these civil rights people talking about, you know, black this and black this. In sports. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are with me. We've got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Busy weekend for the social justice crowd. Oh, yeah. After the weekend, there's always a lot to catch up on, especially when another black man is killed by cops. Not hunted, folks. The cops were called on this black man. Rayshard Brooks is his name. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. And let me tell you, leftists are ecstatic. They're excited because you know what? It feeds on, it adds on, it tacks on to the narrative that cops are out there just killing black folks, man. Woo! They're celebratory. Rayshard Brooks, drunk, driving his car, falls asleep in a Wendy's. I think he fell asleep in the drive-thru. I'm not exactly sure. My producer, does it matter? Does it really matter? He was at a Wendy's. Somebody from Wendy's called the cops on him. This is a Wendy's owned by black people. So I'm going to presume that this Wendy's is in a black part of Atlanta. Which, by the way, Atlanta's a pretty black city, so that's pretty easy to figure out. So, anyway, he's there. Black folks call and say, look, there's this dude, this Negro sleeping in the drive-thru. We can't even get through the drive-thru. Maybe it was a store that called and said, we can't get people through our drive-thru because this dude is sleeping. So cops get called. Cops show up, two big old white cops. Man, why can't they just show up with a black cop? When the call comes in that says, hey, there's a black dude sleeping in his car. Okay, let's call in the Negro cops. Why can't they just do that? Wouldn't that make life a lot simpler? They call it community policing. Let's call it cultural policing. How about we only let black cops respond to black crap? Maybe that would help a little bit. Anyway, these two white cops show up. They give this dude a sobriety test, etc. And they arrest him because he's sitting in his car. Drunk driving is a crime. He's sitting in his car drunk. So they get him out. You can watch the film, folks. I swear, you got to watch this film. There's one on each side of him. There's no shouting, nothing. It's a casual conversation. I think you can even hear it. I didn't hear it. But I know that it's not. There's nothing confrontational. It looks like things are going to just be routine. And then the dude goes berserk, like he's on PCP, and he starts throwing these cops around. They're wrestling him down. They can't put him in a chokehold anymore. Dash cam has got this. This isn't body cam. This is dash cam that's watching this thing happen. So two big old cops cannot subdue this big brother. And, I mean, they are, one guy's got his arm around his neck, but he can't put a chokehold on him. So they cannot really subdue him. Right? And he's literally bouncing around. The officer pulls out his taser, goes to tasing. The guy grabs the officer's taser, somehow flings around, gets up, boom, punches him in the face, backs away, takes off running. And now the other officer, he's got his taser, and he deploys it, but I don't know if it's the ones that like shoot out the thing. But now both of them have no tasers, and the guy's got one guy has the officer's taser, and the other guy has deployed his, and nothing happened. So they're running. Dude turns around, Rayshard, and points the taser at the cop upon which he shot. Now I'm going to tell you something. I said it in the previous segment. I'd have shot him. I'd have emptied my gun, my weapon on this guy. No question about it. I'm going home to my family, and you know what? I'll fight it out in court. So immediately, the one officer who shot him is fired, and the other officer is placed on administrative leave for doing their jobs. Officer Garnett Rolfe, been with the department 6.5 years, terminated. Officer Devin Brosnan, with the department for less than 2 years, placed on administrative duty. A 911 call, and these guys, their lives change dramatically because they go to do their job. Asleep, this dude, here's the story, I'm reading it now. He was asleep in his car while in line at the Wendy's located on University Avenue. Officer was seen having to go back a second time to wake Brooks up and asking him to move to a parking place. They said, and I'm reading this now because I just think you need to hear the story from somebody else. Body cam video shows Officer Rolfe arrived at the scene minutes later. He spoke with Brooks, and then the video shows a DUI test being conducted. Later, Officer Rolfe asked Brooks to perform a breath test, after which Officer Rolfe began to place him under arrest. That is when the scuffle between Brooks and the officers began. See, let me just explain something to you white people out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. This is a simple thing. Here's what I would say to the average citizen in America. If you resist, expect to be shot. Isn't it really that simple? If you resist, the officers come up. If an officer came up to me and says, hey, there's a bolo out, be on the lookout for you. You were murdering after you went on a rape spree. I would say, okay, officers, go ahead and take me in. I wouldn't be like, man, I ain't murdered nobody. I wouldn't even say a word. I would just say, do what you got to do. Take me in. And when we get in, I'd say, okay, well, listen, can you ping my cell phone and maybe see that I was nowhere near either the murders or the rapes? Where were you at this time? Let me see. I've got my receipts. You know, there's a camera for me at Walmart buying salsa. You know, I mean, what do you think you're going to do? Just let it go. But do you think that they're going to tell people this? Do you think that there's any public service announcement going out for the kneelers and the NASCAR drivers, NFL, the U.S. soccer team, Roger Goodell, any of them? All the 239 companies that are implementing, you know, we're social justice warriors and we are down with the cause for George Floyd. Do you think any of them are putting out a PSA to say, hey, black people, let me make it simple for you. Here's the way you can survive police encounters. Stop resisting. Nope. Here's something. Know this, folks. Family, his family cannot wait for their settlement. They can't wait. I know that statement may sound a bit crass, but it is not crass at all. After his family learned of the death of Rayshard Brooks, they were obviously upset. I know there are people that love this man. But know this. His survivors saw the money that's going to come their way. Now, some of you, you're listening to me and you're going, Kevin, man, that is just insensitive. Come on, man. Please don't. No, it's a fact, folks. I've spoken of the black man killed by cop Lotto on this program many times. I've written about it, and let me put it in a way that maybe you'll understand. See, white folks, when something like this happens in your cultural sphere, you just grieve. You understand there's not going to be a payday, not when your white boy cousin tried to kill a cop. You just grieve. You're not waiting for the Lotto, I promise you. The time we live in right now, there are family members going, dude, we about to get paid. That's how sad it is in this country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court says an employer who fires someone for merely being gay or transgender violates Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A march on Georgia is taking place in Atlanta after the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks. Brooks was killed in a confrontation with police on Friday when he passed out at a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks then stole one of the police officer's tasers and started running. The police officer shot Brooks and he died a short time later. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News this is a completely different situation than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Mr. Brooks, he didn't just resist a lawful arrest. He did so violently. He fought with the police again and again. He took their weapon, one of their weapons, and tried to use it against them. That is a completely different set of circumstances.
USA Radio News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing cold water on the idea of shutting down the economy again.
The president is absolutely disinclined to shut down the economy, as is the vice president.
Kudlow telling Fox News we could suffer even more if the economy was shut down.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
President Trump again getting his message out via Twitter. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump opens the week with a Twitter shot at his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden. The president tweeting that he has, in his words, done more in less than 4 years than Biden has done in more than 40, including for Black America. The president saying that Biden has been part of, in his words, every failed decision for decades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My producers think I'm going to take some heat because I talked about the black man killed by cop Lotto, and I talked about Brooks's family saying things like, man, you know we about to get paid. Yeah, well, I can catch as much heat as I need to because I'm going to tell you something. That's a fact. Because let me tell you, if I had a criminal in my family and he died like that and I was a typical black leftist, that's exactly what would be coming to my head. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm just keeping it real. Look, if you don't want real, if you don't want reality radio, if you don't want what people are really thinking about stuff, you don't need to be here. If this is too much for your sensitive nature, then you don't need to be here, because I'm going to tell you the truth. There are black folks out there, when somebody gets killed in your family, you're like, yeah. And I'll tell you this right now. I told you guys a story about my cousin, Burrow Jr. If Burrow Jr. were alive today, and he were killed in circumstances like this, I know for a fact I have family members that would be going, dude, Burrow Jr. got shot. What y'all think we going to get? I know for a fact. This isn't conjecture. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. There are cousins, there are people in your family, you're like, you know what? They would not be missed. If we can make a little money off of them, good, because he's certainly taking enough money from us. You have family members like that? Well, you're like, man, I done loaned that dude enough money. We will never get back what he's done to the family. Sheesh. Yeah, take some heat. Bring it. The heat can't last here. It's too cool. We are too cool here for the heat to last. You want to talk some smack? Call me up and tell me, Kevin, give me your rationale for why you think that my comment might be offensive or wrong. I have stats, man. I have mad stats on how people are getting paid. Even when these criminals, when these thugs commit crimes, they are still, their families are getting millions of dollars. Michael Brown Jr., Darren Wilson was exonerated 1,000%. Obama's administration crawled up every rock, every crevice. They looked in every hole looking for anything to get Darren Wilson. Eric Holder was shocked when he found out, holy crap, this was a legit shoot. So what do you do? Well, we're going to go after Ferguson, a police department that patrols a town of 19,000. And we're going to figure out, oh, they had an email where they criticized a black this.
There was endemic racism in the Ferguson Police Department, blah, blah, blah.
Really? And that's what led to Michael Brown Jr.'s death? Or was it the actions of Michael Brown Jr.? Well, we know the answer. Yeah. But guess what? Michael Brown Jr.'s mom got a lot of money. lot of money. And I could do as I said, pick a fight with me. Call the show and say, Kevin, that's just insensitive and crass and all this, and I beg to differ with you. And I'll give you all the people and who got paid and what their crime was and what everything, all their records leading up to when they finally got themselves killed. Yeah, I'm not here to mince words or make people feel better about it. Look, I don't want Rayshard Brooks to be dead either. I think it's sad that a guy could be so stupid that he's there to get arrested for a DUI or DWI or drunk in public or something. A dip. Wait, is that what they call it? A dip? It for being drunk, and he ends up dying. But I'll tell you this, it wasn't the cops' fault. It wasn't the gun's fault. It wasn't the bullet's fault. It was Brooks's fault. That's not what I want to talk about right now. Oh, by the way, the Atlanta police chief resigned. Immediately, she resigned. She wanted to get ahead of the situation. She's like, shoot, I want a career. After this, I'll just bug out. Another female. You know, the Seattle police chief is a female. The Atlanta police chief is a female. Yeah, Seattle. Is Portland? I'm not trying to cast aspersions on female police chiefs, but what I'll tell you is, really, this is where you are in Seattle, where they set up the land of Chaz, that where they don't even want policing done, and in Atlanta they shoot a cop and you step down. I mean, is that leadership, ladies? I mean, if the feminist movement, if these are your examples, you better get some better ones. Because let me tell you, Hillary Clinton, Pelosi, they're not good examples either. And neither are the Kavanaugh lying skanks. I got to get that one in. I got to get a T-shirt, lying skanks. I got to trademark that. Because I'm going to be known for that for the rest of my life. And I'm cool with it. The land of Chaz, the nation of Chaz. Started, but it'll soon be destroyed. Bikers for Trump are headed to Seattle to maybe go check out the land of Chaz. An autonomous zone is what they call it. There's nothing applies. And as I said, the Seattle police chief, this lady, black chick, she's like, you know, well, we're going to figure things out, but the crime rate's gone up. Now the Seattle mayor is saying, no, listen, it's the First Amendment rights to be able to set up something that's no longer part of America. Wow. Thomas Sowell said this, have we reached the ultimate stage of absurdity where some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born while other people are not held responsible for what they themselves are doing today? This is where we are. Leftists, they're not responsible for what's happening today. So what? They burned down a black person's Wendy's franchise in Atlanta because a dude named Rayshard Brooks gets himself killed by police officers. And the people in the land of Chaz say, see what they're doing over there? That's why we can't have police. They're mean. The mayor of Seattle praised Antifa's autonomous zones. Doesn't it make you want to go? I'm being honest with you. There are times where these types of things happen. I want to just get on my ninja gear and I want to go right into the heart of the land of Chaz. I want to join those bikers. I wish I could just be a patch on one of those 3%ers arms, because they said the Hells Angels and the Mongols are going to meet up and join together to go to the land of Chaz. I don't know if this is true or not. I know the bikers for Trump are headed there. Wow. Other friends of mine are saying, Kevin, you do know the land of Chaz has a gate. It has a border. It tells you leave the United States and you cross into the land of Chaz and you get checked. I don't know if they're checking ID. I don't know if it's valid ID. I don't know if they let illegals in. I don't know any of it, but I do know this. They say they've got guns that they're using to protect the land of Chaz. I mean, the land of Chaz has so many contradictions, it's ridiculous. So many. The nation of Chaz, the land of Chaz is what I call it. The mayor also said any military force used against the land of Chaz would be illegal. I think President Trump may accept that challenge one of these days.
and just see exactly how illegal it would be to put the military to go in there and say, the land of Chaz has now been, we've taken away your flag, which I'm curious, what's their flag going to look like? Will it be a combination of pan-African colors, you know, black, green, and whatever that kind of orangey color is, or the rainbow, the LGBT rainbow flag? Will it be that? What kind of flag would they establish? Would they fight over the flag? Like, we need to set a new colors, man, for the land of Chaz. An autonomous zone. They tried to set up an autonomous zone, a Chaz-like thing, in Asheville, North Carolina, and it was destroyed. You know that? Yeah. So a bunch of wimpy leftists were, we'll set up our own land of Chaz in North Carolina. And the Southerners went, oh, heck no. No, you won't, boy. There's no such thing as land of Chaz here unless you're going to put a Confederate flag up. Yeah. They were going to set it up. And the cops busted up. Cops went immediately in. I saw the video. I don't know much about the story, but I saw the video, and the cops were like, shoot, putting up, you know, taking away these pallets and all these things that they were using to set it up, probably the fencing. Funny how all of them want fencing to denote where they are. They want a point of demarcation. You don't just step over the curb and go, now I've entered the land of Chaz. No, they want cyclone fencing. Pretty interesting. How do you guys think it's going to play out, the land of Chaz? I don't think it's going to work very well. Trayvon Martin's mom, she commented on it. She said there is, this is on defunding of the police. Now, she says there's no way you should defund the police, which, of course, is the reason why the land of Chaz started, because they say police brutality. This is why everything that's happening in the country right now is because of police brutality against blacks. But she says, my son was killed by community policing. George Zimmerman. I would rather be able to do it for a cop. In other words, I think what she's saying is she would rather get that payday. There was no payday for George Zimmerman. But there's a payday when the police do it, because that comes out of citizens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yeah, hello. My name's Roger, and I am a resident of the Nation of Chad. I'm having a bit of a crisis. All of my conflict-free, locally sourced food storages were raided by a band of steampunks, and my U.S. currency is no longer recognized in the Chaz. I'm getting a lot of text messages from my biological guardians whose basement I recently liberated myself from. But now I have no food, and I'm thinking about reaching back out to them for some aid. Does that compromise my status as a non-binary, full-core, anti-fascist, male-feminist, non-patriarchal, intersectional ally?
Roger. At Cornell University, they have an incredible piece of scientific equipment known as the tunneling electron microscope. Now, this microscope is so powerful that by firing electrons, you can actually see images of the atom, the infinitesimally minute building block of our universe. Roger, if I were using that microscope right now, I still wouldn't be able to locate my interest in your problem.
I gotta tell you, I love that. Whoever did that clip, that was amazing. What a great creative way to do that. And I love the show Frasier. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. That's pretty much how I feel. People ask me, how do you deal with leftists? I don't give them the second of thought. Their little problem is so far down the list, man, I don't even acknowledge it. Are you kidding me? I talked about the land of Chaz earlier, actually in the previous segment, and the silliness of it all. You live in the greatest country in the world that offers all the opportunity, and you're going to create, what, an ecosystem within the greatest country in the world, an ecosystem that fails. I mean, it fails even on paper. We're going to police ourselves, and we'll do it. You know, okay, right. So you're going to set up warlord. There will be, if you were to allow the land of Chaz to exist, which it won't, because President Trump will do something. I promise you. If it isn't the National Guard, it will be the Insurrection Act, and he will go in and dismantle the land of Chaz. And for those of you who wonder, is it a good political thing? Because I was, George Papadopoulos, he tweeted about this. He says, you know, you should just let them go and do their thing, because if you go in heavy-handed, it could reflect negatively. Let me tell you something, George Papadopoulos. I like you, kid. I want to get George on the show. But I'm going to tell you, if Donald Trump goes in there with the military, dismantles the land of Chaz, and essentially says to the city of Seattle, you don't control stuff here. When we have this type of insurrection, I can bring in the military, and I will. And you're gonna pay for it. You're gonna deal with it. Go for it. See, this is one of these deals where federal government supersedes states' rights. When the protection of the people are in play here, and it is, you have the Seattle police chief who said crime is going up. We can't get there quick enough. The people of Chaz want us to come in and get permission. Not gonna happen. President needs to act. Be decisive. Let people know we are about law and order, period. Whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Minneapolis, etc., we will get law and order, and it's going to play very well into the law and order that he dishes out to Comey and others. So I'm looking forward to it personally. And what better place to announce this law and order take on things than Trump rallies? Yay! Trump rallies are back! Oh my gosh, Democrats have to be scared to death. Parcells said that the next Trump rally will be epic. The campaign is looking at I think the one they're going to do is Oklahoma. Is that right? I think it's Oklahoma. Tulsa? Man, makes me want to be there. It was originally scheduled for June the 19th, but they later rescheduled it to June the 20th because it conflicted with a holiday for black folks called Juneteenth. And I think Trump made a mistake there. I'll just tell you right now, I think he made a mistake. Trump should have held his rally on Juneteenth and invited blacks to come in and say, come celebrate Juneteenth with your president, your first black president. Because in terms of real initiatives, legislation that is pro-black, Donald Trump should have said, we're going to celebrate on Juneteenth, and I'm going to tout all the stuff I've done for black folks. We want you to come here. He should have had that event catered by a black business. That's right. Bring in food. He should have had a black band, maybe Earth, Wind, and Fire or somebody like that, come in and perform. See, that's where the campaign needed a boost, you know, needed a shot in the arm. Cater that thing by, with, in fact, have catering trucks
out there to, you know, let people feed and have the black catering trucks or black, you know, have guys come out there with the barbecues and set it up and say, come over here and try some of my barbecue. And Donald Trump could go out and meet with them and tout them and say, yeah, this is, you know, Bill's been in business. Bill, how long you been in business? Mr. Trump, President Trump, we've been in business here for 17 years. And yeah, blah, blah, blah. I employ 6 people. I got my cooks. I got my short kid, my shop fire chef. Blah, blah. You know, and tell everybody you employees, et cetera. It would have been an amazing thing. And then he could have had Earth, Wind, and Fire singing, sing a song, sing a song. Or whatever song you like by Earth, Wind, and Fire. They got a ton. That's the way of the world. Whatever. That's how he should have done it. He should have done it on Juneteenth. Don't cancel it and go, out of respect for the black people, we'll let them celebrate Juneteenth and we'll pick a different day. No, it's on the same day. It is a celebration of Juneteenth. I'm happy that we are reinitiating our campaign on such an amazing day. What are we seeding this day for? It's ridiculous. God, come on, people that work on the Trump campaign. Scavino, I know you follow me. I know you do. You listen to my tweet. You look at my tweets, etc. Campaign, you're close enough to me. You know what I'm talking about. Why would you change that? Anyway, they changed it up. So they're going to do Oklahoma, I believe, and then they're going to do North Carolina, Arizona, and Florida. I've already gotten things on Arizona. They sent me a note saying, Kev, we want a bunch of people under 30 years old to be at this rally. It's like, wow, okay. A bunch of people under 30. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember the rallies? You remember the stats from those rallies? The number of blacks, the number of Asians, the number of Latinos, the number of Democrats? The number of Democrats should put the fear of God into the Democrats. 20% plus of the audience were former Democrats, people that voted Democrat in the last election that aren't going to vote, registered Democrats, 20%. Do you know how many tickets you probably do? Because, you know, you're hearing this after the fact, but 300,000 tickets. I mean, this news came, what, over the weekend. Brad Parscale said over 300,000 tickets requested for a single event. That's insane. Anyway, Arizona, they'll be here. I'll probably be at that event. I'm going to probably get my kiddo in that event because they want youth. They want to show some youngins. But here's what I'll tell you. Hold an event. Tell people Joe Biden's coming out of the bunker and he's ready to do his first big rally and he's now the nominee of the Democratic Party, and see how many people come out. And hey, here's what you do. Throw in Hillary. Throw in Barack Obama. Throw in Michelle. Throw in Nancy Pelosi. Throw in Chuck Schumer. Any other rising stars in the Democratic Party? Throw in Stacey Abrams, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. You know what? Throw in all the Democrat presidential candidates. Amy Klobuchar, all of them. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. Throw them all in. And if you get 10,000 people that want to see that event, I'll pay your mortgage. Yeah, I know. It's not going to happen, so I can't. But yeah. Democrats have their biggest fear, folks, is being realized when Trump does these rallies. The fear of how many people get involved, how energized they become. The Wu Flu pandemic was meant to shut these rallies down and to keep these rallies down. Hillary Clinton tweeted about having to sign a waiver to go into the rally, you know, because you enter at your own risk. She's, you know, tweeted something stupid like, if you have to sign a waiver, then you shouldn't be going to the rally. Whatever. Democrats know what these rallies do, and that scares the heck out of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.